The markets are on a rip. Worries? Hey, what worries? It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 22nd of May, from our remote studios on Anna Maria Island in Florida. Hey, we're on vacation, right? In other business news, for the first time in its 226-year history, the New York Stock Exchange will be headed by a woman. McDonald's is facing new lawsuits. The difference between how JCPenney and Sears is handling their retail problems is striking. Fewer people in the United States have health insurance, and the numbers don't look good moving forward. It's those stories and more today on the Business News Hour. Stay with us.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
The real estate market is hot, but you already know that. What you may not know is that RE/MAX Concepts offers you a way to receive priority access to hot new listings. Why? So you don't miss out on the home of your dreams. Don't take a chance with outdated information. Check our home finder system at realestateconcepts.net. Don't miss out. Get priority access to hot listings today. realestateconcepts.net. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour from our studios, if you will. We're remote on Anna Maria Island at the Island Coffee House. I know, hey, somebody's got to be on vacation, right? Well, Wall Street was on a tear yesterday as the fear of a major trade war with China seemed to be on the back burner. The Dow was up by over 298 points and broke above 25,000 for the second time this year. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was up by 0.5%, S&P 500 also up, that time by 0.7%. Today, investors are hoping to jump back on the bandwagon as the Dow is set to open higher. Watch those numbers. AutoZone, Toll Brothers, and Kohl's are some of the major companies who will be releasing reports today. Well, this is something. The New York Stock Exchange, for the first time in its 226-year history, will be led by a woman. Stacy Cunningham, who started her career as a floor clerk on the New York Stock Exchange trading floor, will become the 67th president of the big board. That means that two of the world's most famous exchanges will be led by women. Andrea Friedman became the CEO of NASDAQ in early 2017. Cunningham, who is the chief operating officer for the New York Stock Exchange Group, becomes president on Friday. That according to the International Exchange, the NYSC's parent company. Current NYSC president Thomas Farley is leaving to head a special purpose acquisition company. The historically male-dominated financial industry has grappled with its own issues tied to the Me Too movement. Last year, it was announced that the Fearless Girl statue, you know that has become a global symbol of female business prowess, will be moved from her spot staring down Wall Street's bronze charging bull to a new home facing the New York Stock Exchange. In a related development, two national advocacy groups are teaming up to lodge sexual harassment complaints against McDonald's on behalf of 10 women who have worked at the fast food restaurant in 9 cities. The workers, one of them a 15-year-old from St. Louis, alleged groping, propositions for sex, indecent exposure, and lewd comments by supervisors. All that according to their complaints. When women reported these issues, they were ignored or mocked or, in some cases, suffered retaliation. The legal effort was organized by Fight for 15, which campaigns to raise pay for low-wage workers. The legal costs are being covered by Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, which was launched in January by the National Women's Law Center to provide attorneys for women who cannot afford to bring cases on their own. Well, how companies react to stress tells us a great deal about how they might pull out of serious trouble. Take, for example, the difference between JCPenney and Sears. While Sears has been closing locations and selling assets, JCPenney has closed a limited number of stores, but rather than shrink their offerings, JCPenney is expanding in some new ways, from pop-up stores to adding appliances to nearly half of their locations. It perhaps is a lesson for any retail business that's seen shrinking numbers. Not to say it's going to work, but putting up a fight rather than walking away seems to be something we can all work with. Cutting to prosperity has always been a difficult option. In a story this morning from CNBC, we learn that the rate of Americans with health insurance didn't improve last year for the first time since the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's national health numbers, last year, 9.1% of the population were uninsured. That's up slightly from the 9% who didn't have health insurance in 2016. The increase is not statistically significant given the margin of error. The figures are still well below the 48.6 million people, or 16% of the population, without health insurance when the Affordable Care Act was passed back in 2010. However, this could be the beginning of a reversal as Republicans claw away at the landmark health care law. Congressional Republicans tried and failed to repeal Obamacare multiple times last year. They did manage to repeal the individual mandate, which required most people to have some form of health insurance or pay a tax penalty as part of the broader tax law that was passed back in December. But it's not over. Experts widely anticipate the change, which is calculated to take effect in 2019, will leave more people without health insurance. They also expect premiums in Obamacare exchanges to skyrocket as healthier, younger people choose to forego coverage. As we've said many times, stay tuned. We reported earlier the aging kaleidoscope at the Hub in downtown Des Moines will be demolished, and Blackbird Investments is planning a new building on the site. That means, of course, restaurants and some retail operations are going to be displaced, although city officials don't seem to be too worried about that, say that many of them will find new homes. Blackbird plans to acquire the site, now owned by EMC Insurance, in a land swap deal. EMC will trade Kaleidoscope's eastern side for the former Yonkers site, which sits directly north of its existing 19-story building on Walnut. After demolishing Kaleidoscope, Blackbird wants to build a 33-story, $88 million skyscraper there. The tower will house luxury and affordable apartments. Iowa payroll jobs dropped for the second time in the first 4 months of 2018. That's according to the Iowa Policy Project. In April, the state lost 1,300 payroll jobs, leaving Iowa a net loss of 500 jobs for the year. Executive Director of the Iowa Policy Project, Mike Owen, said that Iowa's current unemployment rate, which sits at 2.8%, there's still some problems there. Quote, over the year, jobs are up 10,300. He went on to say that's a weak pace for the economy at only 900 jobs a month. To put our recent growth in context, Iowa needs 1,300 net new jobs each month for the next 3 months just to catch the pace of population growth and have jobs where they stood before the last recession started in 2007, over 10 years ago. So for all the golden opportunities in Iowa, there is still room for concern. Stay with us. It's the Business News Hour from Anna Maria Island. We're sort of, laid back and on vacay mode, if you will. We'll be right back.